AP News, I'm Hayat Panjwani. The first apparent Israeli airstrike hit central Beirut after nearly a year of conflict, just hours after Israel struck targets across Lebanon. Before boarding Air Force One, President Biden was asked about the possibility of an all-out war breaking out in the Middle East.
Can an all-out war in the Middle East be avoided?
It has to be. We really have to avoid it.
Massive rains brought on by Hurricane Helene have left many people stranded or homeless around the southeastern United States. The death toll from the storm has topped 90 people. In an AP interview, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says federal teams are using airdrops to help residents in areas cut off by the hurricane's flooding.
We sent in 50 truckloads of water, and we work with the state to identify where their points of distribution are to get that out to the people that need it. And that's where we can also use our aerial assets if people are cut off and they can't get access to where these points of distribution are. We can use those assets to get them into the communities that have been isolated.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will face off in their first and only vice presidential debate tomorrow. At a campaign event in Las Vegas, Vice President Kamala Harris urged supporters to cheer on Walz at his debate and took a jab at Donald Trump for turning down another debate.
Their debate should not be the last word. I'm trying to debate Donald Trump again, and I think he should debate again. The American people have a right to hear us discuss the issues. And as you say here in Las Vegas, I'm all in.
The head of Japan's governing party, Shigeru Ishiba, plans to call a parliamentary election on October 27th after he's elected as prime minister tomorrow. This is AP News. Dock workers are threatening to walk out later this week.
With their contract about to expire, some 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association are preparing to walk off the job. That could mean some 36 ports from Maine to Texas won't have goods loaded and unloaded. A prolonged strike could impact the holiday shopping season and the supply chain still recovering from pandemic disruptions. President Biden has been asked to intervene by groups like the National Grain and Feed Association and the Toy Association.
Will you intervene in a dock workers' strike if they go on strike on Tuesday?
No.
Why not?
Because it's collective bargaining.
A separate union represents dock workers on the West Coast who are not involved in the labor dispute. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Hayat Panjwani, AP News.